Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast, sponsored by Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. Today we talk with the new chairperson of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, Nancy Cavazzangian, as well as one of the USFRA board members, Forrest Roberts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, both of whom were interviewed at the 2014 National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. First up, Chuck talks with Nancy, who just took over the chairmanship of USFRA following Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Nancy, it's good to see you here. We've traveled the world together, out on mission trips and whatever, you know. But here we are in Kansas City, and you are the new chair for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. How did this come about, first of all?
Well, I sit on the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance board because I am a director on the United Soybean Board. That's an appointed position by USDA, and it administers a national checkoff. So I was lucky enough a couple of years ago to be appointed to this board, and I was elected by my peers to chair.
We've been following what USFR has been doing now for, what, going on 4 years, maybe, somewhere around there?
Yeah, we have about a three-year base, and we're, you know, we are not a new organization in the fact that we are every organization in agriculture in the U.S. come together. We really are just an alliance. And about 3 years ago, the major commodity organizations realized that we needed to come together, put some of our differences aside so we could talk to consumers and build trust in what the American farmer and rancher is doing. And that's what USFRA is about.
Well, as you said, as time has gone on, you've started and are doing a number of different types of projects. One was really supporting the production of the movie Farmland, and now you've got events that are taking place around the country to dialogue about food. How do you think those efforts are proceeding, and how would you describe what you think you're accomplishing with all this?
Well, our signature program, the Food Dialogues, are just that. That's what we're trying to convene the industry in a dialogue. And I just came back from the New York Times Forum on Food for Tomorrow. Well, you talk about a place where if we didn't have our alliance, who would stand up and say we are U.S. agriculture? We weren't invited to that forum. We invited ourselves. And if we didn't have USFRA, we wouldn't be there. And all of a sudden, some of these really noisy activists who are saying we're not doing enough farming, they have somebody pushing back. We have a voice for the American farmer and rancher.
Now, can you just look ahead? I know we've got kind of some new board members, too, I think. Just describe what you're looking to do here in this next year.
Well, we have a great base. We do have our food dialogues. We have farmland. We have our faces of farming and ranching that can go into urban areas where you don't reach and I don't reach to talk to urban consumers about what we're doing on the farm. What I'd like to see is us get farmland into every high school and college in this country, and that's what's important. We can't take every consumer, everybody who eats in this world, in this country, to a farm, but we can bring the farm to them. So we need to get farmland. It's a wonderful video. It's a documentary. We have a 44-minute version now that you can download and stream with iTunes, Amazon.com. We need to get it into every school in the country.
Well, let's hope that happens, because it would be a great accomplishment. And then just think, Nancy can brag because it was under her watch that it happened.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter who does it. It has to get done. And it's kind of daunting to follow a guy like Bob Stallman. Let's face it. He's a known high-profile figure in agriculture. But I know we have this incredible board that all have the skills, the knowledge, the ability to get the job done. So I'm certainly not going to do it alone. We've got a lot of people behind me, so I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Our fall intern, Taylor Truckee, interviewed Forrest Roberts at NAFB right after he introduced the new USFRA Faces of Farming and Ranching.
Forrest, would you like to talk a little bit about the excitement surrounding the Faces of Farming campaign?
Sure, Taylor. We're really excited to announce the five new Faces of Farming and Ranching for USFRA. This is the second class of some really great, talented young farmers and ranchers from across the entire U.S. to serve as that spokesperson for the USFRA And that's all focused around how we take our mission of USFRA, and that is to enhance consumer trust in today's agriculture. So they will be very engaged throughout the next year in being able to represent American agriculture, and we're really excited to announce those five individuals.
I know that you had a lot of quality applications submitted and turned in for this, and it's a very extensive process. What kind of application questions, and can you explain the process a little bit, how they went from their application to being selected for this position?
Sure, it's a very extensive process that we go through. So we receive applications from all across the country. And what we do is we work through those applications with our stakeholders, our producer leaders and our staff and all of the, really, the supporters of USFRA through a process to be able to understand, okay, how do we get down to a more narrowed list? And we work through an interview process that includes also the first class of faces in farm and ranching. They would probably know best who would serve as a great spokesperson by being able to work through the interview process. And then ultimately, we were able to bring an online piece to the selection where we had consumers actually view the videos of the finalists and then help us get down to the final five candidates that we selected. So it's a very integrated process that took several months, and we had candidates from all across the country. It was really tough decisions to get down to these five, and we're really proud of them.
It's really exciting to be here and witness the excitement on their faces and the faces of their family members who were lucky enough to attend with them and celebrate. Obviously, you've been involved with Farmers and Ranchers Alliance since the beginning, and that movement came together on behalf of farmers and ranchers who really wanted to tell the story of agriculture better and provide a voice for those farmers. Are there any other upcoming projects or campaigns that you guys are working on to continue, or recent ones that you'd like to talk about?
Sure, Taylor. USFRA has several major areas of focus, or platforms as you might call them. The Food Dialogue Series is one of our major areas of focus, and what it is it's an opportunity to take a given topic. And today in New York City is one of our Food Dialogue Series. It's focused on big versus small agriculture. What's the difference and why should that matter? And what we do is we bring together four or five panelists that look at differing views about the topic at hand or the question at hand, and they're able to essentially create a dialogue. So the idea behind this approach is to create and spark discussion or a dialogue about the topic as opposed to talking at each other. It's an opportunity to really talk about the essence of the issues. And what we find is that there's probably a lot more common ground that people have even before the conversation, but for sure after one of these Food Dialogue Series, when they really sit down and understand people's differences and try to find where there are areas that we can all agree on and then where's areas that we can all work on together. So Food Dialogues is a first big platform. The documentary Farmland has been a major area of focus here for the past 18 months, and that is in theaters today and a great tool. But the other thing, in addition to the faces of farming and ranching, is the research. We're able to really find those food connectors from all across, really not just the U.S., but the world, that are really driving the conversations about food and choices of food today. And how we connect with them, the faces of farming and ranching will be a big part of that, where they're able to share their stories, they're able to engage in a way that's meaningful because it's their truth. It's their reality that they live every day. So those are some of the other major areas of focus that we have within USFRA. We're over 80 affiliates that are involved in this effort today. And 5 years ago, I think people would have said this will never happen. And so if anyone ever says American agriculture cannot set aside their differences and come together and find common ground, well, I think we've proven that theory wrong, because USFRA is all about enhancing consumer trust in today's agriculture.
Absolutely. Obviously, the faces of farming that were selected today are very well-spoken individuals used to sharing their agriculture story. Do you have any advice for those farmers and producers who are just getting started into sharing their story and using their voice to talk about agriculture?
I think the biggest word of advice would be continue to be authentic. Authenticity drives everything around trust. And if our ultimate outcome is to enhance consumer trust in today's agriculture, in order for a consumer to trust how that, whatever that is, whether it's lettuce or beef or pork or lamb or whatever source of food that they're purchasing to feed their families, we're trying to enhance trust, and by these faces of farming and ranching or anyone else that wants to be a part of this effort, when they start with authenticity, it's really hard to go wrong from there. So that would be my first word of advice, and probably the most meaningful thing that I've seen happen in the short time I've been involved with this.
Thank you, Forrest, for speaking with us today. I know it's really exciting, and congratulations on the success of the Faces of Farming program.
And I'd just like to give a shout-out to Taylor Truckee, our intern, who did an awesome job for us both at NAFB and the National FFA Convention. So that's our Zimcast for this week, and I'd also like to give a shout out to our great sponsor, Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. Thanks for listening. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.